Hi there, 通勤家族，新的一年想要提升英语力吗？除了每日可以跟着我 John 老师跟读与朗读世界时事趣闻，还可以每周在 Clubhouse 上我们通勤学英语直播室上做英语练习与互动，伴随你的英语学习 Podcast 就在通勤学英语。 Let's start your daily shadowing。Londoners are better off returning to the office as bills soar. City of London workers looking to save money may want to embrace the office over the winter as the cost of working from home soars alongside energy bills. Those prepared to go into the office every day could save about 50 euros, that is, $60 per week in January 2023 if they can walk,run or cycle into their workplace. That's thanks to the money they've saved by not heating a home for the whole day, according to estimates by price comparison site Uswitch. Those working from home in January could expect to pay around 175 euros a week in energy costs and other incidentals, included in Bloomberg's calculations, such as buying in your own coffee, a freebie in many offices. The combined cost of energy bills, factoring in the lower consumption expected, and 5 return trips on the tube from London's Zone 4, would be about 160 euros a week in January 2023, a 15 euro saving. For those taking the bus, the total cost is about 140 euros, a 35 euro weekly saving. In both cases, any rise in the cost of the commute will eat into those savings. Uswitch estimates that the average monthly energy bill could hit 683 euros in January for home workers, compared to 492 euros for those heading to the office. It assumes remote workers use 25% more electricity and 75% more gas per day, including from central heating. Coping mechanism. People are going to be really struggling to heat their own homes, and they are going to look for warmth in other places. We know that is a coping mechanism that people use, whether that is going to a public space, such as a library or a church maybe.Or whether it's going to work when you usually would work from home, Matt Copeland, policy officer at National Energy Action, said. Those are the options people will consider and people will take to actually find warmth. The incentive to come into the office is likely to be welcomed by some in the City of London, where finance bosses have been pushing for a return to the office.Right now, less than half of workers in the UK's banking sector go into the office on an average day, and just 18% of insurance sector employees do so, according to a survey by consultancy Advanced Workplace Associates. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。